I'm Jorge Salazar with the Texas Advanced Computing Center. Changes in the air and water of the Arctic Ocean. Scientists are keeping an eye out on shrinking sea ice, 5 million square miles of floating ice surrounding the North Pole. It bounces sunlight back to space, which keeps polar regions cool and helps moderate global climate. An award-winning simulation shows the complex changes in circulation happening at one of Earth's most remote and inaccessible places, the Arctic Ocean. The Texas Advanced Computing Center shared an award with UT Austin's Institute for Computational Engineering and Sciences for the Best Scientific Visualization and Data Analytics Showcase. It's called Circulation in the Arctic Ocean and its Marginal Seas, from Low Latitudes to the Pole and Back. The Supercomputing Conference, SC18, gave the award in November of 2018 to the team of lead author Greg Foss and Brianna Bradshaw of TAC, and Ann Nguyen, Arash Bigdeli, Victor Ocaña, and Patrick Heimbach of ISIS. I visited Greg Foss at the TAC Biz Lab, and we talked more about the Arctic Ocean simulation and creating visualizations for science. Could you tell me, like, what inspired you to choose that subject, to choose the Arctic Ocean as something to put this visualization together?
This is part of an NSF grant that a group at ISIS upstairs. It's a big project, but one component is that they do some kind of outreach within the program. And so they came up with the idea of an exhibition on campus about the Arctic, and they invited, I believe there were six different artists, I think, that each had a section of the exhibition. And then the researchers, Ann Nguyen and Patrick Heimbach, one of the seven thing was about the science. And they were actually VisLab walk-ins to see what was down here, and I happened to talk to them, and then they needed visualization, so I got enlisted at that point. So
you were just in the right place at the right time?
I think so, yeah. And it was, you know, we got along well, and of course it's interesting. It's the sort of thing I would work on because it's very visual and easy to relate to, and so it's a project I would look for anyhow, but that's how it came to be.
Can you talk a little bit about the software they used, the Osprey software? Or the TAC has been doing a lot of non-GPU-based visualization, and this is an example of that?
I work with freeware called ParaView, which is developed by Kitware, and it's a well-known, well-used visualization package across the country. It's got a huge user base, and we make it available to our users, and so we support, you know, we back them up on that. And I guess you could say part of that was involvement in developing this Osprey software renderer, I believe with Intel. It's a software ray tracer, and it when it was completed, it was added as a component of ParaView. So I just use it within ParaView. And I use that particularly, specifically in this project, because it brought out a lot of very fine, detailed structures that I wasn't getting with the OpenGL render.
I was going to say, one of the things that I found really interesting were like some of the larger scale features that were coming up.
Yeah, it's very active data. It's a pretty good size data set, really. And there's a lot going on in it. So really, you can look anywhere, and you'll see all kinds of different structures happening. And so the whole process of working on this was Anne would come down and show me what things are. I mean, they just show up all over the place. There's all kinds of, you know, falling water that's, you know, doing this one thing and causing something else to move the other way. And this is bringing heat in from here. This is pushing it out there. And this is part of that. As far as I went to, I just learned some stuff about the Arctic Ocean. As far as the scientists, I don't know that they actually learned from this visualization, but basically it was a good, they used it as a way of showing things that they felt were good for telling their story about the research in the exhibition. So it was a way of presenting a lot of different things going on, and I got Anne to just sort of, you know, choose. There were so many different things. I got her to choose like seven, I think, something like that, favorites, And then I built the animation around that. So it's basically a tour of these different interesting features. And we chose places in the simulation that especially showed them off. So that's a lot of the timing, was making sure we were in the right place at the right time to see the, you know, the best show. I doubt if she really learned from it, but she certainly saw things in it that, you know, she got real excited about. And I think, you know, any kind of different software approach, it'll bring something else to it. This was not something she was had done before, so she's worked with other tools.
Just in general, would you speak to, like, what is something that you'd like people to see in these visualizations that you've worked on?
Ideally, when you look at them, there's enough information presented in such a way that it actually is the data that you're looking at. It actually is a plot. So ideally, the graphics are sort of, you know, transparent to that. That's what I hope happens, that basically you look at it and it's like you're seeing the data in this other form. So that's ideally what it's like.
You've been listening to Greg Foss of the Texas Advanced Computing Center. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.